straight as an arrow today, Tower.
Woo! And I'm Kelsey Double Dip Fun Dara.
Okay. How are you, Zachary?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I told you I'm feeling a little off.
Seasonal allergies.
And then I wasn't doing caffeine and my body doesn't like me on caffeine or off caffeine.
What are you supposed to do?
Fuck!
Adderall?
Maybe. No.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't. That would be a slippery slope for me, I think. But yeah, I'm good. I guess we just get into it these days.
Yeah, we just fucking get into it. Wait, you want me to?
Housekeeping. The highlights for me are I got stung by a bee.
What?
And it was like I swallowed a golf ball.
Hold on. First of all, I love how you say the highlights for me, as if it's like finally I got stung by. Have you ever been stung by a bee before?
This is why. Okay, not since I was a little kid.
Okay.
How about you?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
like a
so
magnet.
Why? Oh, you are.
Yeah.
So you've been you've been stung between little kid and now.
Yes, wasps get me.
Oh.
I get stung by wasps, man.
Bee, but I think of it as vintage because I have not been stung by a bee since I was a small child.
Oh, you're thinking bee stings are very like out, like very my girl, very 90s summer camp.
The bee should be embarrassed. It was so cringy that the bee stung me in the first place.
You're like, ew, you guys are still around?
You're still stinging? Okay.
Grow up. Okay, do something different for once.
Yeah, but I did have this moment. I was swimming in my friend's pool, got stung, sharp shooting pains in my jaw. And she does have killer African bees in like a swarm around. And so I was trying to play it cool. And I was like, so tell me more about these killer African bees. Like, the human?
Wait, did you know you got stung?
Yeah.
And you weren't like immediately like, oh yeah, don't you have killer bees?
Well, the thing is, I'd have to be stung apparently by like 100 of them.
Okay.
For it to kill me. And I'm a very big alpha man, so maybe 200.
He's wearing a backwards cap today, guys.
I am. Check out youtube.com/thispodcast.
Good try. It was a very good
Dara.
Try.
Yeah. Yeah. I am cosplaying straight. Which I kind of like.
Yeah.
Because the bar goes down.
I thought you were sick.
No. Okay. It's the combination of I am straight and I'm not feeling 100%.
Well. Which is very funny to me because now that just makes me think I equate like most straight men as to like kind of being a little
sick.
Wow. You really look like you didn't put any effort in today.
Straight men are sick gay men.
Wait, can I tell you something funny that was said today?
Yeah.
I had a horrible dentist appointment today.
What happened?
Well, I went in for a routine cleaning, which should be routine for the regular person. But when you have 27 screws in your face and you have a lot of facial trauma and you have to have like nitrous just to get a cleaning done.
Oh, because you freak out?
My nerves freak out.
Oh,
the nerve damage is so bad.
God.
Like you put one of those little like,
and it's sharp. Oh, God.
And one wrong move can send me into a fucking trigeminal neuralgia attack. So I brought the athlete with me because I was like holding his hand and I was really nervous. And the nitrous, they put it on. And let me tell you, I'm not no drug addict the way I think you could be.
Sure.
Super into nitrous. But I know what nitrous feels like.
Oh, and you were like, this isn't enough.
So first hit is on and I'm like, I am God. I feel the universe vibrating in my pussy. I create life. And then what happened? What? I'm back in the dentist's office. And then it stopped.
Oh, no.
And so like the whole time I kept being like, is this on? Is this on? And the guy, dog, you would have been so pissed. He was gaslighting me the entire.
Gaslighting you about gas?
Yes. So first of all, he's like, every time I see him, this man has done my teeth 6 times.
Okay.
Every time I see him, he's like, why do you need laughing gas? Why do you need that for just a cleaning? And I go, sir, every time I come in here, you ask me that and I tell you the whole trauma story. And then you go, oh, okay.
I don't like this guy.
Dog. And then he treats my mouth like I'm a dummy, like a mannequin. Like he's pulling, swinging, popping,
like,
pushing.
Did you not hear the trauma part?
Yes. And so he's making jokes to the athlete the whole time. And like, I'd be saying something and the athlete literally was like, hey, you're hurting her. Like this part isn't good for her. And I kept asking about the gas. And so he was like advocating for me. Like, I don't think the gas is on. Long story short, I don't think the gas was on because there's no reason why I was one with the universe for about 6 seconds and then back to reality.
No, there
goes gravity.
Yeah.
And so then I'm like, oh, I'm not going to pay for the nitrous. And they were like, oh, well, half a tank is gone. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's because you have to put oxygen in with nitrous. I don't think the nitrous was on. I think the oxygen was on.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's $175 that I'm Ooh! Like, I'm not paying when I could feel everything. And you were kind of a dick to me. Anyway, all of that to say, we get back and dang it. And the athlete
That really
goes,
didn't, like, honestly, if you had not, I get it, though.
I think you won't get anything from it because it's a nickname, so
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
But the athlete goes, you need a gay dentist. And I was like, what? And he's like, I did not like the way that man spoke to you. I did not like that man's behavior, the way he was treating you. And it's a fucking joke, man. You need a gay dentist.
Okay.
I feel like he'll have some empathy.
I love that. He skipped over female dentist entirely. He's
That's
like, it's got to be a man.
It's got to be a man.
But maybe a woman man.
So like half feminist, you know, like a real ally.
Wait,
but
that's so funny.
It made me laugh so hard, but I just had a bad time.
You need a gay dentist.
You need a gay dentist. I feel like you need a gay dentist. Anyway, so
you're,
if you're a gay
you're
dentist.
You're just butchering his accent, by the way.
You do it.
No.
What?
I was just saying no.
See, but like you think Swedish is like this, but he's
okay,
also
no.
Canadian, eh?
The Canadian doesn't have as much to do with it.
It's always on like the T's, like debt, but bacon. like
you gotta
all
keep people
debt.
Guessing. Also, have you told people that he's Swedish before?
Surprise, surprise, he's Swedish. Hey, you want to hear another exciting update?
Sure.
I sold like four pieces.
You're
of
kidding. Okay. I know I told you guys to buy them last time, but you need to, no, maybe don't, because she's
no!
going to pivot and she's
no!
going to do, you're going to pivot and do all this.
It's all I can think about.
Still?
It's the smoothing of the butter cream. It's silicone, but it feels like I'm smoothing butter decorating. I will do this for 3 hours. I made 5 new pieces yesterday.
I'm happy for you, first of all. But also, like, when does the intervention need to happen?
I feel like our whole friendship has been an intervention of
That's
sorts.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, tell me a story about you.
Wait, I mean, do you want to plug this again, though? Like, what are the 4 pieces that you sold? Are they over there?
I made a one that said drugs on it that was like looked like a really cute little vintage cake, and it said drugs.
That's cute.
Which was very cute.
Is it little or big?
It's like the yellow Taylor Swift one,
okay.
Which I can't believe that hasn't sold yet. I was like sure that was going to sell.
You're pandering.
Damn, it's not authentic to me.
It's not authentic.
Although I do have, if you want to come on Saturday, we're doing a listening party of her album.
That's in my calendar because of you. I think you must have done it through
accidentally.
And trust me, I've said, it says like Taylor party or Taylor something. And I was like, I hope I didn't like RSVP to something that I.
Because you're out of town.
I'm in Vegas. Yeah.
Another Taylor.
Oh my God.
It's a Taylor party this weekend.
They are going to meet, and then I'll be one step closer.
Oh my God, I can't
to
wait.
Being friends with her.
Did you see? Have you been seeing all the Coachella content?
I saw her and her boo mm-hmm. at Ice Spice's mm-hmm. show, mm-hmm. but that's it. I yeah. actually cannot believe they were in the throng of people. That really blows my mind.
It's. I saw something fascinating on her today on the feed that was like. Why Taylor Swift has not become like an unrelatable girly, but it's all a curated image that she wants her fans to think they can achieve. So even when you go to look at like her fashion, she's not like known for her fashion.
No, it's approachable.
It's affordable. It's like I can recreate that look, but it's all like everything down to like dating the football player. Like it's so that everyone thinks like
they can
be.
Date a pro football player.
God, I'm trying to manifest that shit.
You have an athlete.
I know.
You don't. You
I
can
know.
Have another, but not until I get one.
Oh,
so every 2 you have, I can have one.
I have bad news for you.
What?
Not a lot of gay athletes
there
out the closet.
Are out the closet.
Out
no.
the closet. What sport do you think you would date an athlete in?
Whichever makes the most money. I'm not dating a poor one.
So no, like foosball.
No.
Disc golf?
No bowling.
No.
I mean, I would do that as like a bit. Like, I'm dating this guy. I'm dating a bowler. Isn't that hilarious?
A professional bowler?
Yeah. Watch them be so hot and I don't even know.
Doc left with a really hot professional air hockey player.
Oh.
But then, get this. It was definitely like a one night stand. And I went back to his house and he has this sick air hockey table, obviously. I was like, oh, let's play. Tell me why this man beat my fucking ass. Like, did not even try to take it slow.
That's disgusting. That is so... I was like, well, he beat you because he's a man and because he's pro.
But, like, you would think he would have been like, let me be cute and, like, teach...
Oh, bitch, you got me.
He fucking flipped the fan
just
on.
Smoked you?
Like, pushed up his sweatband and just fucking... Pow! Right in. And I was like, well, my pussy's dry now.
It's either the air from this table or your actions, but my puss is dry as a bone.
Not a drip to be dropped. I just thought, I was like, that's one way to never get a girlfriend.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That strikes me as like, never mind.
Okay. I feel like you're about to be mean because you'll never take it back.
Okay. Here is something. This is an elder woman thing to say. Tweaked my neck sucking a dick. I had something to prove because he was like younger. And I think at one point he like in text called me Pops. And I was like,
oh my God. That is, first of all, you are a forever, as much as you love to call yourself an otter, you're a forever twink, which means equals you are baby.
I'm baby. Forever. I am baby. I am baby. I know.
He the gall, dog.
But it was like, sup, Pops. So I was like.
How old is he?
25.
Wait, is this the same one?
No, but we did cross that line.
Okay, wait. Hold on. We got to get our story straight because we are bouncing all over the place. Okay. First, let's talk about the guy from last week who was the young one.
The young one. Oh, there's a 24-year-old from New York that was here for 6 months.
Yes. Fashion.
Yes. We hung out, Kelsey, I think 5 times platonically.
My God.
Or 4 times platonically. 5th time is... The day before he's leaving town, he texts me, can I see you tonight?
That's a fucking text.
That's a fucking text.
That's a fuck
text.
Thank
you. Can I see you tonight?
Can I see you is like, I'm jerking it to the eye. I can't contain. I'm bursting out my jeans.
I am leaking for you. Yes. So, I'm so glad you agree. Can I see you tonight? I go, oh, yeah, of course. Like, why? And he's like, I bought my plane tickets for tomorrow.
That's so, supposed to be your boy.
Say it with me. A child. He's 24 years old. Literally was just born. He's a fetus. He's a fetus with fashion. A fashionable fetus.
Watching you go on that journey was fun just now.
Fashion fetus. This fall
coming
on Fox.
This summer.
Yeah. So can I see you tonight? He had a work dinner on the west side. I was like, I can meet you out there because he just turned in his car, his lease. And he's like, or... I can come to West Hollywood and stay the night. I know.
Zach!
But to be clear, I still did not know for sure.
Because you had offered your place up before.
Yes, okay. Thank you. I offered his
mistake
place.
Mistake number one.
I offered my place twice platonically as like, because his work was in West Hollywood. But he was staying with a friend in Santa Monica. I was like,
that's crazy.
You can stay in my guest room. Anyway, so he comes over, talking on the couch, nothing. Go to the kitchen to get waters, like for bedtime. Nothing.
Oh my God.
And then as we're about to leave the kitchen, we make out.
Who made the first move? You're sober. There's no way you don't remember.
I'm also old.
This is why we stopped drinking.
To remember. Yes. You know what? I think it was just, it was very, it just happened.
And have you like talked since?
Yeah. So we made out. Well, we did stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We made out. We went to my bedroom, fooled around.
Oh, my God.
He spent the night.
Oh, in your bed?
Yes. I know.
What?
I know. I know. I know.
You're going to look at me and tell me that's not your boyfriend. Bye. You've literally never done that.
He even knew because we had. Okay. Because if you talk to me 4 times platonically, I'm telling you all of my secrets.
Yeah.
Like everything. And I was like, I don't really like spending the night. I don't like cuddling all night. I think it's cute for
God.
So he knew all this and he's like, is it okay? Like I can sleep over here. And we kind of did. We slept on the sides of my bed. Like
you wanted space.
Yeah.
Just to sleep.
But yeah, and then in the morning I dropped him off where his bags were and But he's so cute. He's so sweet. He's great.
Is he coming back?
Probably.
But I can't believe that's so fucking last summer together of you. Like, that's so, like, wait till the last absolute moment.
I know.
Okay, so we got that guy. What's yes. this new where you threw your
oh
neck
my God.
Out?
Okay.
Because remember when I made you take me to the chiropractor because I tore a ligament in my neck from giving head?
Was that from giving
yes.
head?
Yes.
Dude.
What's wrong? Maybe we are pops.
No.
Are we pops?
First of all, I will never retire from the giving head community. I will be an old man with dementia.
In a neck brace?
Yes. You come over, take my dentures out, and just slowly, like, rock my head. I'll be like, I remember.
Yeah, why do I see you as, like, an old circus ride that needs dusting off?
Can you go towers? He's getting creaky. Okay, so this is...
Oh, my God. What's wrong
also
with
a Canadian who was here for, like, six Ooh, weeks.
Okay.
I gave him oral sex.
Congrats.
Like, his first week here.
Okay.
And then we exchange information. It's so crazy. This is boring, but I gave him my number because I was hopping off Grindr for a minute. He texts me, and then I text him, Kelsey, this is funny. This is funny.
Oh, it better be now.
Like, seven times without a response.
I like how you're like desperation and hilarity. Same
it's so funny to me because
seven times, brother.
In that seven times, they were all perfectly lovely.
Hold on.
Chill texts.
Are you not fucking mortified?
No, because again, Canadian, only here 6 weeks. He's like 25. And I just blew him, and I wanted to blow him again. And this is what I'm saying, and young listeners, if you're listening, either stop doing this or explain to me why I'm crazy. On Grindr, I was like, I'm hopping off this. Here's my number uh-huh. if you want to get in touch. He got in touch.
Okay.
And then...
seven texts?
Well, he didn't respond to the first one in like 3 days. Uh-huh. So I was just like... but they were casual. But it was like... days I'd shoot a text.
Dog, I have secondhand embarrassment for you.
well, joke's on all of you.
Because
he hit me up on Grindr.
I like how you also deleted Grindr for 7 days.
Oh, not even. Not even.
Good try.
And I didn't delete it. I just tried not to open yeah. it. He messaged me mm-hmm. on Grindr mm-hmm. and it was like five nights. It was like, when was it? It was before I went out of town. Uh-huh. Anyway. Maybe like last Tuesday. And he messaged me. He's like, whoa, close. Because we were actually close. We were like 300 feet away. And I was like, you should swing by. And he did.
Were and you I, like, hey, remember that time I texted you seven times in a row?
No, we didn't talk about it.
That's funny. That's the difference between gay men and women.
Oh, we need to talk.
I'd be like, sit down.
No, but
do
I
you
guess-
see this? I'd make a PowerPoint presentation. I'd fucking put his eyes in that Clockwork Orange machine.
This is
look at this.
This is
what you've done.
Yeah.
Or didn't do,
from
as I should say.
Insane to insane.
But that's what I'm saying is I wouldn't have the balls to fucking hook up with someone after they ignored me seven times.
it's such a shallow relationship
that you don't give
my
a fuck.
My self-esteem was not on the line.
I love that for you though. I think that's incredible.
Yeah.
My ego would be so crushed that I'd be like, man, fuck this guy. Fuck this bitch.
Well,
lame ass.
To be clear, he is like, he's hot. He's uh-huh. like kind of tall, kind of like doofy,
uh-huh.
Kind of buzz cut. Uh-huh. Like he looks like a guy in a Lorde music video.
Oh, hot.
Yeah. Like wife beater and like.
Oh, yeah.
What do we call them? Not that anymore.
No, I think tanks.
Or what if they're wife beaters and it's a woman wife?
Huh?
Like a lesbian.
What?
That's better.
Are lesbians beating their wives?
I think in 2024 they could be.
Cancel him. Absolutely cancel.
When I say wife beater, I do mean two women married to each other.
Beating each other.
Beating each other.
Okay,
beat
sure.
that pussy up. Beat the pussy up.
There it is. You're beating the pussy up.
Okay. So the other part of this is I think he's like a dom in training.
Okay.
Because he'd like softly say things.
Okay. I love soft
that were
doming.
But it was almost like.
He wasn't confident?
Yes.
Oh, I hate that.
But it was like, it was great.
Yeah?
But then I went too hard and I tweaked my neck.
So now what?
And now I have a souvenir from him.
When we get back from the break, I am going to tell you about how the athlete met Jared and hung out. The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
Oh, I forgot because we missed this last time.
Yes. Okay. So, the wedding happened, but like we barely had any time to hang out with anybody. So it was like, this is way after later.
Jared's, well, this is not the wedding.
No. Jared stays in town and I'm like, well, we have to grab coffee or catch up or whatever. Even though last time we talked about it, I was like, why do I care? But
oh,
like,
yeah,
we met, I was driving home from the dog park and I think, why did I texted him for something unrelated. And I was like, oh, by the way, I'm on the west side, which I know was where he was staying. I was like, if you want to grab coffee. So he ended up meeting me for coffee and we had like a really, it was just like, it's developed into like a brother sister love.
Oh,
where it was kind of funny. I was talking about it with the athlete where he's like, it's almost like, you know how when you came to this world, like your aunt or uncle just loved you unconditionally and you're like, why? But then now that you're an adult, you're like, oh, I could see how if my best friend or my sister or brother had a kid, I would love them unconditionally.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's
yeah.
just built in.
Sure.
That's how me and Jared are now.
Oh, your aunt like, and uncle.
Yes.
Your aunt and nephew.
Where literally, it's just like, it's a built-in care that will never cross that line ever again. But it just is like a deep, deep, like, love seated for that person's well-being. So, had a great lunch. And then I was like, oh, if you want to, like, come by. And I have, like, some of your old stuff still. And, like, you know, if you want to see the kitty cats, because
was it good stuff? Should I? You have offered it
I
to me.
Have, yeah. It's too big. You petite boy.
I'm tiny.
Okay. You're a baby. Remember? And I was like, if you want to see the cats, because he basically helped like raise these cats. And so he was like, yeah, I'll stop by the morning before I go to the airport. So I was telling the athlete, I was like, are you cool with him like coming by? And he was like, yes, of course. I don't get you, of course. And
it's like he's in the room with us.
So, of course, like, doorbell rings, bing bong. And it's so funny because I went back and looked at my video camera and it's just like me, the athlete, and like Jared all sitting in like a triangle, just like a powwow, just hanging out
in the living room.
Yeah. And it was so chill. And like,
was athlete shirtless?
He put a shirt on.
Damn it.
Right,
that would
before
have been a power
came,
move.
And I was like,
if you was okay. Athlete should have opened the door and given him like the biggest hug, like arms over so Jared could smell his armpits.
See, I was thinking, wouldn't it be a move if athlete like came out of the shower with like just a towel and was like, oh, hey, sorry, didn't know we had company or something, you know?
Or be like, babe, do you have my penis cream from all the fucking we are doing?
Okay, because I was like, wait, penis cream? That makes it sound like he's diseased.
Her vagina chafes my dick. Why you know.
Why is he Russian?
Bitch, oh You are not doing the great impression you think you are doing.
No, I'm terrible. You're right. But it was funny because, like, I'm myself to be the most nervous in the room.
Of course.
Like, I couldn't keep silence.
It's introducing two dogs that don't know each other.
And I was like, yeah, so anyways, how's your pants? They look great. Where'd you get them? Cool.
How's your pants? Athlete, did you eat breakfast?
Great. Like, could not let a moment of silence.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. You're like that with people you know. You're like that with people you know, love, and are comfortable with. Like,
no silence. Just needs to be talking.
Like, how are your pants doing? Questions.
I was just worried for both of them when neither of them were worried at all.
Neither of them are talkers.
And neither of them have a mean bone in their body.
Wow.
So that was funny. And then at the end, I was like, well, you guys should be friends.
No. You guys shouldn't even be friends.
And, I was like, I don't know. You guys got a lot in common, you know, crypto, me.
Both things that tanked in 2022.
Oh my God. Good joke. That was really good. And then basically, it was really sweet. George was like, yeah, please, like, take care of her. She's a really good one. And I was like, he does. Don't worry.
You're not like an antique car.
Aren't I? She's rusty.
You're a little bit more upkeep than an antique car.
That's right. And then they hugged goodbye.
Okay. Jared, if you're listening, fuck you.
What?
Jared hugged me 1.5 times in the 18 years I knew him. And athlete, upon first meeting, that's insane.
That's so funny. And in that moment, I swear to God, time froze and I went, this would be the safest pair to do male, female stuff with.
Oh.
Should I propose DVP?
Double vaginal penetration? Yeah. Or Diane von Furstenberg?
And then I was like, and I kind of like snapped out of
You're like, uncle. That's my uncle and my athlete.
So I
Uncle
didn't.
And athlete destroy influencer.
Get stuck in the on the bench. We gotta fuck her out so she's not late for the family reunion.
Fuck her out of the bench.
Yes, that's just all I've imagined that story plot line. And then
oh, the stuck in the thing.
Yeah,
I just couldn't picture a bench. Is someone in a bench sometimes?
I was thinking like, what's athletic? Something I could have been stuck in.
Net, like the goalie.
There
net.
You go. I'm stuck on a net. Like
two players score goals.
Oh yeah, but her pussy's the goal.
You're popping soccer balls out of your foot.
A ping pong ball comes out. They're like, where'd that come from? So that was that moment. And it was, I screenshotted the like ring footage camera and just like sent it to my group chat with no explanation. And people are like, what the fuck is going on? Are you okay? Why? No. Oh my God. And I was like, y'all, it was perfectly fine.
That's so beautiful.
Thanks, mate. Can I tell you one more thing I'm really excited about?
Yeah.
See, I don't know how to do this without a format, but I'm like, oh, I want to tell Zach this other thing.
Literally, this is and will continue being our like catch up, like our built in catch up.
Facts. I love catch up. Lunch yet?
I had part of a Jimmy John's, but I'd watch you eat something.
I ate lunch is the crazy thing.
Oh.
But just when you said ketchup, I went, burger fries.
Ketchup made you hungry?
Yeah.
Do you ever go to Irv's Burgers? It's by me.
I went once and it was
incredible. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's better than In-N-Out. And I think it's crinkle cut fries, which.
Crazy.
Listen.
What?
You could fry a piece of cardboard and I would take that over In-N-Out fries.
In-N-Out is like known for their fries.
No. In a bad way.
No!
In a bad way, Kelsey.
Dog, they're literally made fresh the moment you order them.
They're not good, though.
From a potato.
They're not good.
Have you seen them push the thing through the potato maker?
Yeah, I will take McDonald's hydrogenated oil and sugar over whatever.
What does hydrogenated mean?
Like, you know how...
Don't Google it.
They add hydrogen, obviously.
Obviously.
And they genate it.
Janaid, that sounds like a hot girl name.
I need y'all to weigh in. Our West Coast listeners and people who have been here. If In-N-Out fries are good or not, they are.
Damn.
You are You're so full of your. You are so full of it.
Don't fucking yell at me.
You're so
don't
full of it.
Point at me.
I know. You're so. You're okay. Gaslighting yourself. Do you remember the dentist? You're being the dentist right now.
Oh no, I'm the problem.
Now you're the dentist.
Damn.
The fries are only edible if you get them animal style, which is covered in cheese, onions, and Thousand Island sauce.
All right. Well, after this, let's go get fries.
Okay.
Okay. So, exciting news.
Hmm.
I probably have told you this. I definitely know I've told this on the podcast before, but when I was at BuzzFeed 5 years ago, I was at the peak of my drinking. This is literally mere months before I got sober. It was like the peak of my use and just like downfall. I did a video for BuzzFeed called like, what's your real age or something like that? Okay. Or like, what's your biological age? And it's where you go and you get a telomere test done, which is where a telomere is the tail end of your DNA strands, and it's what is in charge of aging. So the shorter
your ends,
basically, like the shorter your telomeres,
yeah,
the older you get and look and feel.
Okay.
So if you live a really unhealthy lifestyle or you have like outside factors, your telomere is a little short on the dialogue.
The brain side, yeah. Go on,
so the good news is, like a piece of hair, you can regrow telomeres.
Okay.
And what they're saying, like the reason why this technology in the last like years has been popping off and like winning Nobel Peace Prizes and shit is because like the second they can figure out how to bottle that, you like reverse aging. And that's going to be like the most expensive, like,
yeah,
once you can figure out a formula that can regrow telomeres just by like, you know, popping a pill or whatever.
Are you going to debt using it?
Absolutely. So I did that test and it was kind of like a new exciting thing in science back then. And I was 27 years old when I took the test.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with Curly, who was my coworker, and he had been sober. And so he like lost a lot of weight. I want to say he was 30.
Okay.
And his results came back that his body thinks he is 30, which was like, great, perfect.
Is that good?
Yeah. It's like, you're right.
I'd be so offended if that test came back and damn my age.
Zachary, I was 27.
Yeah.
My test came back. I was nearly 40.
No.
Yes.
No, I think it's made up.
Nobel Peace Prize winning scientists came up with this
test. Who's fact checking? Fake news.
Other scientists. Can't argue with that. We're a science-based
podcast.
Almost 40? Almost 40. And in the video, I'm playing it off. It's very fun. I'm self-deprecating. It crushed me. And then like off camera, the doctor was like, no, seriously, like you should stop.
Get your affairs in order.
He literally told me, he's like, you need to quit drinking. If you continue like this, you're literally losing age and life off of your cellular level.
Yeah.
And so that has stuck in my brain. And then I got sober not long after.
Were you still drinking when we met?
I was on the tail end.
Wow.
Months left.
Wow.
And so I recently got invited to like an influencer health wellness thing, and they had these fucking tests there.
The telomere?
Yes. And
wait, this was recent? Sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
So literally, normally I would have like gone and went and retested it, but it's kind of expensive and BuzzFeed paid for it, so it was fine. And I think they also were like, let's pick the most fucked up one in the office.
Sure.
And so they had these tests there and I was like, I'm sober almost 5 years.
Yeah.
I work out every day. I'm happy. I'm healthy. Let me take the test.
I own a gun.
Thank you for the reminder.
That has to come in somewhere.
It's a peace of mind.
Yeah, my cells would be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm powerful, bitch.
Yeah.
So I get the test taken, and then there's the wait, right? Like, it takes a couple weeks to get the results back, because science, you know?
I don't believe it. I don't get it.
What?
Why are some things instant, and some things take 2 weeks?
They're testing your cellular DNA.
Yeah, they're probably just dropping a liquid on it.
And spinning it.
That's
what I just imagine all science is.
This is, they're being lazy, but go on.
So I finally get the email this morning.
Oh my God.
Your test results are in.
Oh my God. The worst / best emails in the world.
I filmed myself because I was like, I feel like I'm going to black out.
Is this going to be a TikTok?
Probably.
Okay.
But confident bottoms get to hear it first. If I had continued on the path that I was on, so I tested 11 years older than I actually was when I first got the test done.
Mm-hmm.
So if I stayed on the same path, I should test 11 years older than I am today, which
yes.
Means that I would have been about 44 showing up on the test.
Are you 33?
Yeah. So I would have been 45. Good.
No.
11.
44. That was right.
Okay, 33, 44, 55. Wow. Okay, so I would have been shown up as 44. Guess what my age is now?
21.
All right, no.
Okay. 34.
32, bitch!
Stop!
I fucking reversed!
You got a year back?
I went back in time. Not only did I get a year back, I reversed 12 years of damage to myself.
Wow.
Because I was ahead of my age 12 years, so I literally quitting drinking.
Wait, 12 or 11?
Well, no, I was ahead of my age 11 years, but back those 11 plus one more year.
Yep.
I reversed 12 years by quitting drinking, changing my diet, less stress.
Yes.
Literally everything changed, fucking paid off. And now my body thinks that I am younger than I actually am.
That's very cool.
Can you believe it?
I can.
I couldn't.
Congrats.
I think that number had just haunted me for so long.
Yeah.
That I was like, does it really grow back?
Does it really grow back?
I'd just be happy if it didn't get any further.
Oh my God.
Right?
Well, no, because, oh, it would still say 39 or it would say 50.
I didn't want it to get any further from 38. God. I was like, I'm not even close to 38.
Damn.
And it fucking went back in time, baby.
Congratulations.
I'd like to see yours.
I would too.
Yeah.
But it costs money.
Well, so the company that I did it with is called Tally Health. Not sponsored, but I'd like to be. And theirs are cheaper than the doctor ones. So the doctor ones I think are like quite expensive. This one, I believe I want to say is like $220.
And
but
do
it's
they
a one time fee.
It's semen?
It's spit and skin.
I just don't believe that's real.
DNA is literally in spit. That's how they test for DNA.
I know. I keep seeing this in like cop shows and stuff. I don't think that's real.
Where do you think it is?
Blood.
Okay. So you can only do anything by blood?
There's no way my spit tells people nothing.
Hold on. What?
It doesn't make sense to me, but I guess I will roll over and say that there must be something to it.
Okay. Well, now you got me wondering if I should do like a blood test.
I definitely would feel more comfortable giving someone my blood. I'd be like, well, that's real. That's blood, honey. I'm trapping it at all times.
Well, so what do you think you're doing with spit?
Putting it everywhere.
That's
There's
true.
A bunch on this microphone right now.
And if you walk around West Hollywood, about 30% of the men in your close proximity.
Yes.
So anyway, that's my exciting news.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Do you have anything else?
Any exciting news?
Yeah. Or stories or whatever.
I yelled at teenagers in a movie theater.
Oh, you remember when you were like, I'm not Pops.
I'm Pops.
What happened?
So the thing.
Okay.
When I am dictator, not if, but when.
Oh, okay. When you're voted.
Most things are going to be so good. Better, in fact.
Uh-huh.
Health insurance, mm-hmm. mental health.
Great.
Everyone's going to feel safe, blah, blah, blah. There are some groups of people that should fear for their lives.
Name names.
The first of which is people who speak at normal volume in a movie theater.
Dang.
It boggles my mind. Because even if, say, you were raised in a cave by cave people, whatever, you know English,
uh-huh.
you go to the movie theater, you don't know how you're supposed to act, they actually tell you on the screen in every way, silence your phones, no texting or faxing anyone during the movie, or whatever they say.
Generally, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, don't talk.
Yeah.
And then these people feel like they can just be like, uh-huh, oh, I don't think so, blah, blah. When I tell you it enrages me, because it says my comfort is so much more important than an entire room of people.
Damn.
So
what movie were you watching?
The Omen,
okay.
The new one.
Yeah.
And these girls have been talking the whole previews, which is fine.
Yeah.
Honestly,
that's totally
previews
fine. Go on.
Previews, you'll go to jail briefly in my world,
okay.
but you won't be executed.
Got it. Totally justifiable.
The opening frame happened. It was silence, except this bitch going, no, not they're going to start. And I leaned forward because they were in my room. And I went, hey, shut the fuck up.
Ah!
And I was sitting between my manager and my sister and they were like, and those girls didn't make a peep the rest of the thing.
First of all, I for sure thought this was going to be teenage boys.
No, it's girls.
I'm disappointed in my gender.
You know, I say that every day. In my gender.
That's
no,
true, though.
It usually manifests in boys, but mm-hmm. I've seen it honestly, it's not a gendered thing. I'm sure some theys have been absolute cunts in theaters. And by cunts, I mean the bad thing, not like the beautiful thing.
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, I just like that group of people.
And you wouldn't hurt a fly. I'm shocked you came out the gate like that.
I've done something like that a handful of times in my life. Uh-huh. And I found you have to kind of start at level 7 to just shut it down.
Got it. Not like a, hey guys.
No.
Hey guys, movie's on. No. Hey teens.
I don't pipe it down. That type of compassion. Do you know what my second thing was going to be if they didn't stop? I was going to go refill my giant soda and spill it on them.
Zach!
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. I was going to like sneak, but go the other way to fill the soda and then go by them and trip and pour a giant soda on them. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
You guys need to leave now.
Your experience is ruined. Oh, mine was too.
Zach, that is diabolical.
I don't fucking care.
I've never seen you talk this way, and you hate women. Famously. And so I can't believe
the way in which I love women so much. This
I know,
is the thing.
I know.
I see men obviously murdering, raping, doing their thing. And I'm like, they suck. I love women. And then I'm in a gay bar and a bridal party comes in. And I'm like,
burn them all.
I think I hate women.
Burn them all. Put them at the stake.
I'm like bringing straight guys into the venue. Yeah, like, more. Those five.
Attack. Oh my God, we're getting canceled.
We're post-cancellation.
That was fun. Goodbye.
Oh wait, everyone weigh in if you, I scared you.
You did.
Weigh in that you still like the confidently chaotic.
Yeah. What are we going to title this one?
I don't know.
Okay. When your ex is me.
Oh.
Except that please not my ex. Maybe one day. Just kidding. I don't want to bring that energy in here. Promote your show.
Oh, May 2nd, Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles, California. Netflix and the Joke Festival, After Hours Live. God, that's a lot of information.
Buy my deco den at kelseydara.com. Click on my shop and I'll send you something cute and kicked up. Bye, Kelsey!
Bye!
Ooh, a little freezer.